The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks, here on, well, it's the Trump phenomenon, here on December 27th. 2018. Boy, the year is fast drawing to a close. I'm up in North Dakota. We're actually really starting to get into the winter here. Boy, temperatures are going down. And so it's just getting fun. I'm James Kelso, your host. This show is live, and your calls are lively. They are welcomed at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And all you hundreds of people out there that have gotten rain checks in the past, maybe tonight, cash in your rain check. And I'll try to be attentive on the waiting, the call board here. If I see a name from shows of yesteryear, I'll bring you up so you can cash in your rain check. Another good day in the Trump era, another good 24 hours for the Trump phenomenon, in my opinion, yes. What happened bad today? Let me think. I'm just to pause. I'm sort of asking myself the question for the first time at the end of a day of watching the news. What did I see that was really bad? Well, nothing comes to mind right away. Did I see some really good things? Yes, I did. I loved what the stock market did. That's not a, well, yes, I did love it. It went down almost 600 points after the over 1,000 point all-time greatest point gain in history yesterday. That was nice. Today, it went down almost 600 points to start the day, then finished up over 200 points. It was another, and an astute commentator said, you know what, that 1,000 almost 1,000 point swing today, movement down, then movement up, spanning over 900 points, might be more impressive than yesterday's straight up 1,000. So that's two 1,000 point swings toward the positive in 2 days. Remember, to get from minus 600 to plus 300, you're going to have to swing 900 points. So, very good. Very nice. Also, another thing I thought that was interesting is that Jerome Powell, the guy who is now the chairman of the Federal Reserve, he's taking some heat. He may be one of the major reasons for the decline in the stock market of the last month. And see, he's getting some heat. He's getting heat from Donald Trump. He is getting heat from other quarters. And I, that's good. The federal I'll remember his name in a second. Oh, it's Cramer. The guy on the financial wizard named Cramer. He said, well, what does the Fed need to do? What does Powell need to do? And Cramer said, shut up. I thought that was pretty darn good. But the main thing that has
the main thing that has
hurt the stock market, of course, is Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, the demon rats gaining control of the House. That, of course, we talked about that yesterday. But anyway, so that was good news in the stock market. What else do we have that was good news? The trip, Donald Trump's trip to Iraq, very, very good. I like his pledge to go to the border to do a presidential tour of construction on the border, of the border wall. And there is border wall being built right now, serious border wall. That'll be great. And then I also like Mark Meadows' comment today on CNN, actually, where he said, I think it's very possible we may have a fairly long shutdown, the partial shutdown, and I'll comment on how partial it is. It's kind of encouragingly partial in just a moment. We may have a long shutdown, and and Trump is holding firm. We're going to have a wall, period. We're going to have a wall. And I like that Chuckie Schumer and Nancy Pelosi are also obstinately insisting there will be no wall, and that any wall is immoral, which begs the question, well, Nancy and Chuck, if it's an immoral thing to have a wall, we better start tearing the existing wall down. I mean, after all, it's immoral. Oh, my God. Getting lectured on morality by the demon rats. This is rich. So that's all good. And then I mentioned the partial shutdown. Donald Trump in his tweets today made a kind of a biting observation. He said, do the Democrats, I'm paraphrasing, do the Democrats realize that most of the laid off government workers are Democrats? Think about that, folks. It'd be interesting to know what the numbers are. It might be something, you know, when these things are delved into, you get these remarkable results, like, you know, the how many employees at Google are Democrats. It's way over 90%. How many at Facebook and YouTube are Democrats, and what percentage of them contribute to the Democratic Party? It's way over 90%. How does that happen? It doesn't sound like a random event in a country that's at least half of which is conservative and Republican. Well, the federal employees who are laid off, a lot of them are probably in Washington, D.C., where just about everybody is a Democrat. There's no serious Republican population in Washington, D.C. It's a 90% Democrat city, I believe. Somebody correct me if my numbers are wrong. So go, go, Chucky. Go, go, Nancy, go. You've laid off your own people. So, nice tweet there from the president. Let's see here. What are some of the other things that are encouraging that happened today? Let me go to my notes from my media viewing today. This would be one thing. I want to make sure I utter this sometime in the course of the show. The catchphrase. There are a couple of things that are Donald Trump has taught so astutely in his writings and in his action, writings such as The Art of the Deal. And one of those principles he has advocated is don't negotiate against yourself. And he could say it much better than I can. But we've all seen it. We've all seen somebody who, your tongue kind of hangs out when you see this happen. Somebody lowers their price in a bidding exchange without any pressure. They don't wait for a counteroffer. They just lower their price. They bid against themselves. And where does this come from? Well, I'll tell you what, the Republican Party has been doing this a lot in its history. Another phrase that captures this mentality is snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. That's another thing that the Republican Party has specialized in for decades. snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. And I apply it here in this sense. I believe Donald Trump right now has the Democrats firmly in the grip of the jaws of victory. I think he and we and the right are winning bigly on the question of a border wall, the simple, pure, unalloyed question of a border wall, not mixed in with a bunch of other confusing garbage and distraction. I think we're winning big. Another principle from the Art of the Deal is you must always be ready and willing to walk away. And that's what the shutdown is, isn't it? It's Donald Trump applying his true principle. You have to be willing to walk away. If the other person against whom you're with whom you're contesting, and of course politics and business negotiation, there's a difference there, isn't there? It's not a one-to-one comparison, but there's a parallelism. The person against whom, we'll use the word contest, that could cover business and government. The person against whom you're contesting, if they sense that you're not willing to walk away, they've got you, don't they? They've got you by the throat. Since you're not willing to walk away, they can propel you into bidding against yourself. They can propel you into bringing your price or your demand down. No, you have to say, hey, that's my offer. You don't like it? It's been nice knowing you. Pick up your hat and go out the door. You have to be able to do that. So Donald Trump has done that. He's applied his own principles beautifully. And all I'm asking, I'm just on bended knee begging our president, don't listen to these Republicans who will work to get you to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. These Jeff Flake, John McCain types that abound in the rhino Republican Party. And instead, listen to the Freedom Caucus in the House. These are the true, like yourself, true Republicans. So there you go. I got that out. It was in my notes. I didn't want to omit saying that. And the I love this. This is another good piece of good news to report. Did you see, if you were watching CNN, I don't know how Mark Meadows got on CNN. Those people don't put patriots on the air very often. So that was a rare occurrence. Alan Dershowitz commented on that fact today. He said, hey, my phone hasn't rung from CNN since summer. They used to have me on all the time. I was on CNN more than any place else. The last time I was there was in the summer. And he said, why is this? And Alan Dershowitz voted for Hillary. He's not pro-Trump, but he is an honest man. And he is a scholar, a brilliant one, on the Constitution. And when something is unconstitutional, he points it out impartially, truthfully. He's truthful. That's why they don't want him at CNN. He's pointed out there's no grounds for impeaching Donald Trump. He's pointed out that the Mueller investigation is a fraud. He doesn't use that word, but that it has no sound basis, and that the conduct of Lavrenti Beria, Bob Mueller, is way out of bounds, is way unconstitutional, and does constitute a witch hunt. Well, he points these things out. He appears. Dershowitz said, the only people who call me up and have me on are Fox. That's an interesting thing, isn't it? So something that you're not going to see on CNN is what happened at Ramstein, or how would the Germans say it, Rammstein? Maybe I ought to play a little piece of the Rammstein band, which was named after the American Rammstein Air Base in Germany, there in Rammstein. Donald Trump stopped in his travel to Iraq, I think on the way back, and watched the video of Donald Trump and Melania walking out onto the stage in that huge hangar at Rammstein. and then listen to what those servicemen and women break into. Just a huge USA, USA cheering, beaming, smiling, happy, waving their arms in the air. And you see it throughout the visit, and the media won't cover this. The lying, fake news, they want you to look away, not see this. The troops love their commander-in-chief. They love him. And then he's, you know, you know, and you've seen it, of course, the fake news. CNN actually calling for an investigation that this, they want prosecution of soldiers who had Donald Trump sign their MAGA hats, which they pulled out of their duffel bags. It's interesting, isn't it, that our soldiers have MAGA hats in their duffel bags? Of course they do. They support, they want to make America great again. That's why they're in the military, to make America great again. It's what they're actually risking their lives to do that. So they brought out their hats, and Donald Trump is signing them, appearing all over the place. And people like Alan Dershowitz, honest people, point out, you can't tell military people they can't have a hat, or that they can't get a signature, they can't get an autograph from their president, their commander. What kind of planet do these CNN people live on? Anyway, so that was beautiful to see all of that. But you got to watch that video of the troops going wild over the president of the United States. Oh, and by the way, what does it look like? What do all those soldiers at Ramstein, what do they look like? They look exactly like a Donald Trump rally, the kind that so many of you have been to. I've been to two of them, and these are crowds that have just lit up like Roman candles with their enthusiasm for Donald Trump. Let's see here. Let me go over here to my call-in board and just check on that. Just check on that. I hear little beeps and so on from the call-in board. Here's somebody who has missed a couple turns here at the call-in board. Tom in Florida. Tom, thanks for calling in.
Well, good to speak with you, James. Last week you gave a great arousing speech. It was probably one of the most impassioned speeches I heard. I think that was last Tuesday or Wednesday. It was a great speech you gave talking about the immigration invasion of our country. But yeah, James, the reason I called you is, first off, I was watching Trish Regan tonight, and she had on her show, this is very important, and everybody know this, 99.9% of the wall that was built in Israel is working. So if that's the case, Schumer, we know who should be arrested for treason against this country, he helped fund a lot of the money for the Israeli wall in Israel. Now,
criminals. Yeah, Tom, that's a very good point. I never thought of that. You're right. The wall in Israel, I believe, was surely this must be. And, you know, money doesn't get earmarked, folks. Money is money. So some of that billions that we, American taxpayers, have shipped off to Israel for Israeli projects, that must be viewed as money that funded the Israeli wall. So Chuck Schumer has voted to send your tax money to Israel to build a damn good wall that works really well.
99.9, James.
Yeah.
Well, James, Schumer, they gave $17 billion to Israel last year for their military funding. You can look at it in James, the defense book. The Israelis are getting most of any country in the world, they get most of the money for their military out of the United States. And like you say, and you said a great thing there, most of all that money is going to build their security and their walls around Israel. But here you got Schumer and Schiff. And he's. I'm not going to go there, Jason. I know you like.
Yeah, I know. But hang on, Tom. But hang on, Tom. I want to steer it. You know, in a direction that wins. I always want to win.
Right.
I'm with Trump.
Right.
He's taught us to win. Okay. Now,
right.
Schumer. Of course. You know. I mean. Obviously, you're making the reference. You know, Adam Schiff is Jewish. Schumer's Jewish, of course. Obviously, I get that.
Oh, hang on,
but,
James. I got something else to say on the other side.
We'll bring you back on the other side. Stay tuned, folks.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Big John. Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad Donald John,
that John. Is.
Nobody seems to know where John called
back.
We just drifted.
And a point I was making there, we got Tom on the line here, and making a point about the very effective, wonderful wall in Israel, which, by the way, if you take look at the pictures of it, folks, this is a real wall. I believe it's precast concrete, individual sections set down by huge tractors. It's not built in place. I think it's built off site and then set down. This is a very unscalable, I don't know the height. It looks like it's 30 feet high, might be higher. But here's the point I want to make. I'm talking about the hypocrisy of Chuck Schumer. Yes, he's Jewish. Adam Schiff. Yes, he's Jewish. But a point I want to make, Tom, that I constantly make on this show is that anti-Semitism doesn't work. It's a big, fat loser. And the white nationalist movement has been trading in anti-Semitism for 50 plus years. It's been losing big. It's been hurting our cause big.
Well, James,
for all that
James,
time. Hang on, Tom. And I'll give an example of that. When Donald Trump, who's not an anti-Semite, he doesn't trade in that. There wouldn't be any President Trump. If he had an anti-Semitic bone in his body, he would not have ever gotten within screaming distance of the presidency. And Benjamin Netanyahu, obviously another Jewish guy, Benjamin Netanyahu really likes Donald Trump. And when Donald Trump made the decision, not popular in Israel, to get our troops out of Syria, I would say the general Israeli sentiment, I'm just guessing now, I'm not there, I've never been to Israel, but to get out of Syria, that was probably not a popular decision in Israel. I think they had probably enjoyed having a powerful U.S. military unit in their neighboring country of Syria. Benjamin Netanyahu's response was favorable to Donald Trump. He didn't chew out Donald Trump. He didn't say, we're sorry he did this. He said, our Israeli policy is not affected by this decision by the American president. And so what Donald Trump has done, he is the most popular American president in Israel ever in the history of Israel since its inception in 1948 with Harry Truman. And Harry Truman was the most popular president up till now. It's Donald Trump. And the and remember, I made another reference here, and I try to put this in my show to make a point. This is not an anti-Semitic show, and the host is not an anti-Semite. I made a very favorable reference to another Jewish guy, Alan Dershowitz. And I go out of my way to praise, great Jews like Michael Savage and Mark Levin, but great Jewish patriots. I go out of my way to praise them because the unhinged aspect of white nationalism, on which I am an authority, folks, I know what I'm talking about. I don't want to go into detail, but that has had the effect of chasing good middle class average, Joe at Mr. and Mrs. White America, chasing them away from advocating for themselves. And by the way, this deleterious effect of white nationalism has existed in every white nation. And Donald Trump is the cure. Donald Trump has changed all of that. And so I want to celebrate that. I want to make that point. And let's make it clear, folks. White national. And what's the fatal ingredient of white nationalism? Let's identify it. What is the fatal ingredient that makes it utterly toxic? And why has it failed utterly for more than half a century? Hitler. It's such an easy answer. Hitler. And here's my challenge. Here's the Kelso challenge. I've got a fresh, crisp $100 bill for anybody out there who can show me an essay, a video, a speech, a public presentation by any white nationalist leader roundly condemning Adolf Hitler. Find me that document. That I'll send you $100. And the reason I've been looking for more than 15 years. I still haven't found it. And boy, have I looked hard and long. And I won't go into detail there, but I know the people I'm talking about. I don't know anybody. Oh. Listen, Tom, in all my years in that world, I have never heard a leader denounce Hitler. Never.
James?
Yes.
James, can I say something now? You as yes, well as me. I feel like I got to say this, James. You yes. as well as me. I'm a Jew for Jesus. How's that? I am a Jew for Jesus. Okay? I'm Jewish, but I'm for Jesus. I'm going to put you right there on the spot. Now, as far as Hitler, look, I saw it in the History Channel. On the History Channel, the documentation of Hitler's wife, Eva Braun. It was on the History Channel where she is and her niece, the niece of her, are talking that, yes, they're Jewish. Hitler, as you well know, was born in Austria. James, and you know,
hang on, Tom. No, wrong, Tom, wrong, Tom. I don't want to go there with that because it's way too much detail. I want to just go here. There's a point, like just real simple. 1, 2, 3. Hitler's the most unpopular human being in the entire white race ever. Nobody even comes close. Most hated
that
man.
That I agree with you, James. I agree with you on.
You cannot on make him. Okay, I'll come right back. I'll fill in the detail on this right after this break. Stay tuned, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Hey, we're back, folks. Now, let me focus in on what I'm saying here. Remember, here's the Kelso Challenge. $100 bill, crisp $100. I'll mail it to you, whoever you are out there. Show me an interview, an essay, whatever, in which a prominent white nationalist leader, and there are hundreds of them, well, a couple hundred, there are only a few thousand white nationalists, but... And about one third of the people are leaders. It's not a joke. Who's roundly denounced Adolf Hitler as a bane to the white race, as somebody who actually hurt our people. Now, the reason I know you can't find that is that I have for 20 years known all of these people personally. And you would say, well, Kelso, in your private conversations, I won't name names here, but just think of any names you want to think of. I know those people. Think of any name in the leadership of white nationalism. In your private conversations, you know, behind the scenes, Kelso, did you ever have a conversation with, you know, this, name any name, denouncing Hitler? No, I've never heard a prominent white nationalist leader denounce Hitler in private or in public. None, not zero. Now, folks, that is a weird number, 0%, when you know that among our neighbors, our friends, our cousins, our family, our people, the unpopularity of Hitler is at 100%. There aren't any normal white people out there who haven't denounced Hitler or have a distaste for him. So there it is, folks. That is, and here's what the SPLC and all these other people, they have wanted to use white nationalism as the deterrent that keeps normal white people from doing what they're doing now with the Trump revolution. They're now pursuing their own interests. They're now advocating for a wall on the southern border and every other issue. As long as you still love Hitler, forget about it. Now, if anybody in white nationalism wants to say, you know, wants to have something to do with Trump, it's a liability. But a precursor to any of such thing happening would be to step out and say, hey, you know what? I made a big mistake thinking Hitler was a cool, groovy guy, and I'm sorry I did, and I was wrong. And find me that statement. You won't find it. You're hearing this only right here, right from me. Now, I'll give you an example of this. Let me cut to the current headline, so we'll get off Hitler for a second, and then we'll get right back on him. But you'll notice one of the headlines is that in Belgium right now, the Prime Minister of Belgium, a guy named Charles Michel in French and Carl Michel in Dutch, the two languages, Flemish and Dutch, that the Belgians speak, the Prime Minister, Charles Michel, was forced to resign. Forced to resign. Why was he forced to resign? Because he signed the pro-immigration statement of the United Nations that was just recently signed by a bunch of prime ministers, Angela Merkel, Theresa May types. And the people of Belgium, white people, were furious. And as a result of that, two parties have shot back into prominence in Belgian politics, the New Flemish Alliance and the Vlaams Belang, two Trumpian parties. And I'll give you an incident from the history of one of those parties, the Vlaams Belang, that illustrates what I'm saying about the toxicity of Hitler. Back in 2001, one of the people in the Vlaams Belang, a guy named Roland Reis, got on TV and started popping off his mouth saying, I don't think that many Jews were killed by the Nazis. Et cetera. That right there, bing, one in one fell swoop, the Vlaams Bloc, the party used to be called the Vlaams Bloc, was killed overnight by this one idiot, this one pro-Hitler guy saying, you know, I'm a Hitler fan. That was it. And the party was taken apart. They took a drubbing in the courts. They were banned. Financially, they were wiped out. And so the party itself, common sense people in the party said, hey, get this guy out of here. They renamed their party, the Vlaams Belang. And they said, let's have a pro-patriot, pro-Belgian party. Let's make Belgium great again. And guess what? They are on a victory path, as are all the other parties in Europe that have done the exact same thing. You know, get rid of these Hitler guys. We're not a Hitler party. We want to win. We want to appeal to normal white people, which you cannot do. And all the Hitler guys who think, oh, this is too advanced for Joe and Jane, average white person. No, it's not too advanced. Being all excited about Hitler does not indicate that you are more intelligent, more advanced, or smarter than all those people who correctly said, you know what, we're going to war with this guy. He's a killer. Anyway, so I'll get off of that right now. But Tom,
James,
thank you for
calling.
Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
James, you didn't give me a chance. I only called Bob Schumer up in the wall because what's really going on? The wall in Israel is 28 foot on average, I found out. But I wasn't even going there, James. I'm just letting you know about Schumer. But let me talk about the cop that was murdered in Northern California. Let's talk about him.
That's a good one. Oh, Tom, that's a good one. Yes, murdered by an illegal alien. That's a good story, but let's cover that on another show, okay? Tom, and I apologize.
It's illegal immigration invasion. It's a change of demographics.
Absolutely.
Okay? We got a country of white Northern European males and females.
There you go. Okay, Tom. All right, Tom. Thank you, my friend. All right, let's go to another caller here. We got Nancy in California and Dr. Kelly in California. Dr. Kelly, you're on the air.
Thank you, James. I was wondering how much Scary Larry got when they pulled Building 7. And how many walls that could have built?
Yes. I believe Dr. Kelly, folks, is referring to another. You know, and by the way, do we, you know, European white guys have bad actors? Do we have bad guys? Yes, we do. And do all people do? And are there bad guys among the Jews? There sure are. And Dr. Kelly has just named one of them, Larry Silverstein, who owns the World Trade Center. And he it's hard to imagine. How could he not have been involved with the controlled demolition of the buildings that he had purchased just about a year earlier and had double insured for billions of dollars? I won't go into all the details, but, you know, I'll tell you, Dr. Kelly, we cannot talk enough about the scam, the great, you know, we talk about the greatest crime of all time. I refer to the Bob Mueller witch hunt as the greatest crime in American history. I've got to amend that. Of course, the controlled demolition of the World Trade Center surely is the greatest crime, the greatest treachery, the greatest treason in American history. But interestingly enough, the head of the FBI at the time was the self-same Bob
Robert Swan Mueller.
Yeah, and same guy. But yes, so Larry Silverstein, he still owns the World Trade Center, folks. He collected his billions of dollars of insurance. How could he not have known of the controlled demolition?
He looks like a howdy doody puppet. Yeah, I told him to pull it.
One of my fondest memories is standing at the bottom of World Trade Center 7, out on the street there. Is it Casey Street? I'm trying to remember. But standing at the bottom of the street there and with a bullhorn with Alex Jones and a couple hundred of us yelling out. Here's what we yelled. It was wonderful. We yelled in the bullhorns, "Oh, Larry." We just kept calling up to wherever his office was up there in the top of the World Trade Center 7, which was rebuilt. It was rebuilt in the same, just about the same footprint, a very similar design. The original building was 47 stories tall. The replacement's just about identical. And we're calling out, "Oh, Larry," because this guy, and folks, if you want to know what's going on and you need to find out, and thank God for the AE911truth.org. You got to write that website down. You've got to read on AE911truth.org. That is the best website in the world on what really happened to the World Trade Center. And until that is solved, and by the way, one of the beauties of Donald Trump, surely Donald Trump knows, surely he has read that website. And as a man who builds skyscrapers, who knows steel, he knows those buildings didn't fall down spontaneously. Trade Center 7, folks, fell down without ever being struck by anything. It just pancaked. And there's only one way to do that. Everyone has looked at it, every engineer, every architect, every person who's not bought and paid for, who's looked at that, who's qualified, says that's a controlled demolition. So somebody had the time it takes, a long time, and a lot of people to install the demolition to bring that building down, and then do as Larry Silverstein himself, to quote him, he said, "And then we pulled it." Silverstein said that of what happened to World Trade Center 7, "And then we pulled it." Well, folks, pull it is a demolition term. When you pull a building, you pull the plunger, which sets off the demolition. Mm-hmm. And so Silverstein knows. And And I don't think he's been subpoenaed. He hasn't been put under oath, et cetera. But he must be one of the people those. And yes, he is one of the truly, truly bad guys. And the. But go ahead, Dr. Kelly.
Oh, I just wanted to. I was just curious if we could pull up a ballpark figure on the trillions and see what a fraction it is to build our wall. And thanks for your show and work. And I'll let you get to the next callers.
Oh, well, thank you, Dr. Kelly, very much. Let us go to Nancy in California and then Ken in Fort Worth. Nancy, you're on the air.
Hi there. You know, when you call up and then you listen for about 15 minutes, you develop so many more things you want to comment on, but it's a very stimulating show you've got here.
Oh, Nancy, I'm not, you know what? You callers are more interesting. I'm not worthy of my callers. And I apologize to all you callers and all the brilliant thoughts you have. I keep you waiting. I apologize. And I throw you off.
Okay.
I talk over you. I interrupt you. I apologize for all these things. You guys are great. As Mike Rivero, by the way, a nice Jewish guy, Mike Rivero says, you're the smartest audience in radio. Go ahead, Nancy.
Actually, I haven't been waiting 15 minutes. That was just a figure I threw out there. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. That wasn't the point of what I was trying to say. I'm just saying you do have interesting callers, like the last one that just called. But you must not have listened to the rerun. I think it was a rerun that they aired for John's segment today.
I didn't hear it. I'm sorry. What did you want to highlight?
There's too much. I can't highlight anything.
Just pick one thing. Was it? I assume John's shows are great shows. What was his theme? What was he talking about?
He was talking about history. He was talking about Hitler and World War II and a lot of things. And I don't think he was the culprit that we've been told he was by the Jewish-controlled media.
Well, this is a good question, Nancy, and I've got really a great question. We have been given a Hollywood version of the history of World War II. That is true.
Literally.
There's lots of falsehood in that Hollywood version. However, mm-hmm. the true version, the truth about World War II is not, you know, in other words, there are people who want to, who truly, truly hate Hitler. But they hate him for different reasons. I hate him, but for very different reasons. And
why
Hitler
do you
was not.
Hate him? He was
I hate Hitler. I'll tell you why.
Bankers.
I'll tell you why I hate him.
He was opposing the bankers. Here, let me just say something real fast.
No, but let me ask you a question. It's too important. No, it's too important. Why do I hate Hitler? Because he killed more of my fellow Europeans than any man who ever was born, ever in history.
He didn't want to. Do you realize that he was... So he, the Germans have been blamed on the Katyn Forest Massacre. Do you realize that they didn't do that? The 20,000 that were killed in Poland? That was the communist...
Yes, and that's a perfect, by the way, that's Nancy.
No, and I almost say Russians, but it wasn't the Russians. It was the Bolshevik Jews that killed so many Christians and Europeans.
20,000, maybe 25,000.
So why should we blame it on Germany or Hitler when it was not?
It's a perfect example. Nancy, I love your example, and I can answer your question. I've thought
and
hard.
I have another comment.
But let me finish this one. Let's go to this, because that's perfect. Katyn Forest is perfect. Yes, the Russians under Stalin.
The Russians. It was the Jews.
Hang on. No, trust me. It wasn't all Jews that were involved in Katyn Forest.
They
Stalin,
were the ones pushing the buttons. They were the ones
Stalin,
making things
Stalin,
happen.
Stalin was pushing the buttons, okay? The big button was Stalin, okay? And so there were lots of killers in the Russian army who were not Jews. Trust me, okay? Now, they I'll go with what you said, the Bolsheviks. The Bolsheviks murdered the best Poles, the best officers, the scientists, the leaders of Poland were rounded up and murdered by the Bolsheviks. We'll go with that, all right? And that was an incredibly horrible crime that was uncovered by the Germans during the course of the war and exposed. But here's the other, as Paul Harvey says, and now the rest of the story, Nancy. Guess what the Nazis did at the same time that the Bolsheviks were murdering these wonderful Poles, and the Poles are the only people here that I say are blameless. At the very same time, guess what the SS was doing? Rounding up Poles and shooting them in the head in exactly the same way as the Bolsheviks. And guess what? The Bolsheviks in the Russian army met with the SS Schutzstaffel, and they actually coordinated with each other on sharing lists of which Poles to round up and how to kill them. And it was, in fact, Poland was destroyed from the west by Hitler, from the east by Stalin. Millions of Poles were killed, butchered, murdered in that war.
Hitler didn't like the communist power.
Yes, Hitler was... Okay,
Russia.
But here's you're making
he was
a point.
Opposed to communism. He was anti-communist.
Does that make him?
He was anti.
He was anti-banker, you know, these usury bankers. He was anti them. He was actually standing. And let me finish something.
Hang on,
here.
Nancy.
Let me just say something, and then you can ask me.
Hang on, Nancy.
Because you talk a lot more than I do, and I waited a long time to get on.
Okay,
so
your next point, then I'll ask you my question. Go ahead.
Okay. Hitler was winning. And when he was winning, he was not going to ask for any reparations. He thought that we were all brothers and that they shouldn't be fighting each other.
Nancy, we've both got to stop because of the music. I'm going to answer Nancy's points right after this break. Thanks, folks.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, we're back, folks. We don't have enough time. Nancy's asking a very good question. I'm afraid, Ken in Fort Worth, I'm not going to be able to get to you. But I want to, Nancy, take time now to answer. You've asked several good questions. I want to back way up and look at the forest, not the trees. Because somebody hates somebody that you hate, doesn't mean you should love that person or that that person is your friend. If Hitler hated some particular Bolsheviks, that doesn't mean he's your friend. If he hated some bankers, that doesn't mean he's your friend. And I'll give you an example of this, Nancy. You got to see this. I've got a bunch of Norwegian in me. I've got a bunch of Danish in me. Maybe you do. Maybe many of the listeners do. I'll give you an example of Hitler's criminality. On April 9th, 1940, Hitler sent the Wehrmacht and the Luftwaffe and the Kriegsmarine into Denmark and Norway, two absolutely innocent nations. He killed thousands of Norwegians and Danes, your cousins, your racial compatriots. They had done nothing wrong. Now, it was a month later, on May 10th, that he invaded France, who had done nothing wrong, and attacked the British army that was there in France. But my point is this. Look at that invasion of Norway, an utterly independent and neutral nation, and Denmark. Hitler did this all over Europe. He attacked and he made war on pretty much every European people in Europe. There's almost no one who was excluded. No one. He involved our entire race in World War II. And he was guilty of this. He was a sociopath. He was a crazy man. He was not a nice guy. He was a killer. The people that opposed him ended up dead. Look up the, Nancy, look up the history of something you don't hear about from the Hitler supporters. It's called the Night of the Long Knives in 1934. He had just been made Chancellor of Germany, not elected by the German people, but in a stupid move by the president of Germany, got suckered into making him the Chancellor of Germany. And he then grabbed that, took over control of all the police, all of the organs of repression. And in 1934, on the Night of the Long Knives, Hitler made up his list in conjunction with Himmler and Goering, two more killers. They made up a list of people that they wanted dead, which included, well, I won't go into the list, very innocent people that they wanted dead. And in the night of the Night of the Long Knives, the SS was the same SS that slaughtered the Poles, was sent out and did slaughter Jews, was sent out to exterminate these people, which they shot them, they hung them, they stabbed them, they garroted them, they beat them to death with bats. These were utterly innocent people, many of them, killed on the Night of the Long Knives. If you didn't like Hitler, you were likely to end up dead. I'll give you one more example, Nancy. It's things like this, very persuasive to me as I found them out. Took years because the left doesn't talk about this. The left hates Hitler for the wrong reasons. Some of the wrong reasons. There are good reasons to hate Hitler. They don't talk about him. Here's one they don't talk about. Donald Trump's favorite author, Eric Maria Remarque, who wrote All Quiet on the Western Front. His sister was guillotined by Hitler's killer judge for being the sister of a peace, the guy who wrote the novel advocating peace in Germany, which was banned by Hitler. We'll talk about it more in another show. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. See you tomorrow night.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN,
The Republic Broadcasting Network.